Father, we bless you this day. We exalt you, for you are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy and for your grace, O God. We exalt you. We honor you, O Lord. We bow before you. We lift up our voice. We lift up our hands and we say, Lord, you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised and adored. Glory unto your name, O God. We exalt you. Thank you, Father. You are worthy to be praised, O Lord. We exalt you, for who is like unto thee, O Lord? There is no one that we can compare with you, Father. We bow before you, for you are great, you are good, and there is none beside you. We worship you. And Lord, this day we are before you. We ask that you will bless us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Tuesday, the 26th of May, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his blessing upon your life. And I want you to stand on the word of the Lord and speak concerning this day, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I redeem this day by the blood of Jesus. I lift up the banner of the Lord over my life this day. This day, you are redeemed from all evil. In the name of Jesus, the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight for me. In the name of Jesus, I speak the word of life into you this day. Your product for me is blessing. In the name of Jesus, I assess the provision of God for me. Oh, I assess favor. In the name of Jesus, I have access to mercy. I have access to blessings this day. In the name of Jesus, I speak to you this day. Lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. I therefore declare all that is in you this day work together in my favor. All that is in you work together for my blessings. In the name of Jesus, this day you will yield your increase unto me. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day, the Lord preserve me, preserve my household. In the name of Jesus, any weapon that is put together to stand against me in you this day, they will not prosper. And every evil word spoken against me, they are cancelled. Every evil tongue passing judgment over me, in the name of Jesus, you are condemned. For I carry the blessings of the Lord. Whosoever blesses me is blessed. Whosoever favor me shall be favored. Oh, whosoever raises their mouth to curse me, they are cursed already. The blessings of the Lord is made available unto me. In the name of Jesus, I walk in the provision of the Lord today. I walk in the provision of the Lord for me. In the name of Jesus, I walk under the banner of the favor of the Lord. My labor is not unto foolishness. I labor under the favor of the Lord. Oh, my labor is a movement towards a great harvest. In the name of Jesus, oh, the Lord bless me, bless the works of my hand. In the name of Jesus, for I am the land that the Lord takes care of. The eyes of the Lord is upon me from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. I am blessed. In the name of Jesus, I lift up the banner of the Lord over me. Oh, for his banner over me is love. His banner over me is mercy. In the name of Jesus, I will not be limited in my supply of provision. The Lord provide for me, provide for all my needs. In the name of Jesus, I declare today, the Lord God will supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. Oh, by my Lord Jesus, I am blessed. The Lord open unto me this day is great treasures, is great blessings. In the name of Jesus, the blessings of the Lord is released upon me, upon my storehouse. I am blessed. In the name of Jesus, I am not held down by the situations of the present. For the joy of the Lord is my strength. For the blessings of the Lord is given unto me. In the name of Jesus, I am not a captive of time. I rule over this time. I am not a captive of the enemy. For the Lord has given me victory. Oh, he has led captivity captive, and he has given the gift of victory unto me. My seat is not in the corners of death, in the corners of sickness or infirmity, but I am seated with the Lord Jesus Christ in the heavenly places. I have victory. My standing point is from the point of victory. I am victorious in the name of Jesus. My going out today, I go out with blessing. I go out under the cover of the grace of God in the name of Jesus. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, let me quickly remind you of our program that is going to come up this week, Thursday, by the grace of God. That is on the 28th of May 2026. That is about 2 days away now. 28th of May 2026. It's going to be a wonderful time. A time for us to come together and pour out our mind before the Lord. The theme for the program is Breaking Limitations. It's a prayer and prophecy program. I want you to come. The Lord has prepared this meal for you. He has prepared this banquet for you to come and partake and eat freely. The program is going to start by 12 by the grace of God. If you have ever attended any of our program, you know we start exactly 12. By 12, by the grace of God. It's going to be a wonderful time. The venue for the program is at Oluwadamilare Garden, beside National Open University, that is behind Tafo Arena at Jokoto Junction, Songo, Eleele Road in Ibadan here. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. I'll be expecting you. Praise God. By the grace of God, this morning, we are going to pray. Let me say we are already in the prayer week. You know, Thursday, I just said our program is going to be a prayer and prophecy program. So we are entering into the atmosphere of prayer from today. As a matter of fact, since yesterday, we are going to be praying from the book of Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 37. The scripture says, "Who is he that seeth, and it cometh to pass, when the Lord commandeth it not? Who is he that speaks over your life, and it stands, and it comes to pass, when it is not from the mouth of the Lord?" You are going to cancel every evil word that has been spoken concerning your life. Cancel every word that has been spoken into time, waiting for a time of manifestation. You cancel them by the blood of Jesus. Every word that has been sown into time, that has been invested into time by your lineage, either you know about them or you don't, either before your birth, either after, or right now, you are going to cancel them by the blood of Jesus. You will cancel. Rise up and cancel every evil word spoken to time. Evil words that is waiting for a time of manifestation. Evil word that is waiting for a time that you are supposed to settle down and enjoy. Oh, rise up and cancel them. In the name of Jesus, every evil word spoken into my future, spoken into my time, spoken into my life, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. Oh, the scripture says, blotting out every handwriting of ordinances which is written against me, that is contrary to me. Oh, the Lord Jesus Christ took it out of his way and nailed it to his cross. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. You will not stand over me in the name of Jesus. Evil word that has been invested into time, that is waiting for a time of profit over me, I cancel you in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Beloved, I want you to understand something so that you know the point from which you are praying for. Understand this, that the most expensive, most available currency of life is time. You can either invest this time wisely or waste it, or redeem it for it to work for you, to work in your favor. Or you allow the influence of darkness, demonic manipulation, to take over your time. Essentially, your time is your life. You need to stand and redeem the time. You need to stand and invest your time in the favor of the Lord. Take charge of the time and cancel every evil word that has been invested into your time. You do not know them. You were not there when those words were spoken, but they were time that demonic influence are ready to collect interest over your life. You are going to cancel them. Evil words, you will not stand over me. Evil word spoken into time, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. Evil manifestation that is hidden in time, they will just tell you this person just went off like that. And people will wonder, prophecy did not carry it, vision did not carry it, it was not revealed in revelation. You are going to pray. Evil that is invested into time, that is hidden in my timeline, that is waiting for a time to manifest, that is waiting for a time to rise up, The scripture says, who is he that speaks and it stand when it is not from the mouth of the Lord? You cannot stand. I counsel you by the blood of Jesus. Oh, I counsel you by the blood of Jesus. Cancel them by the blood of Jesus this morning. You will not stand over me. You will not stand. You will not manifest in the name of Jesus. Beloved, I want you to know, evil words can transit into time. Understand it very well. Evil words can transit into time. Evil words that has been spoken yesterday. That yesterday, I mean yesteryears, even generations behind you. Evil words can transit into time, either present or future. These evil words manifesting in present and in future, it can even mature in time to become a cycle and to become an occurrence. But you have to arise and stop the hand of evil that is transmitting into cycle, into occurrence. Cancel them. Evil words spoken against me, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. I blot out evil handwriting, evil ordinance that is written against me, that is contrary to me. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. You will not stand over me. Word spoken into time that is bringing delay into my life. Word that has been spoken into time that has become an occurrence, that has become a cycle, that is bringing delay into my present life. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. You will not stand over me. I cancel you in the name of Jesus. You will not stand. Oh, I stand upon the word of the Lord. You will not stand over me in the name of Jesus. Every word that has become a stronghold in my timeline, I cancel you. I pull you down in the name of Jesus. You will not stand over me in the name of Jesus. You will not stand over me in the name of Jesus. Oh, beloved, I want you to pray with understanding. Do not be deceived. Do not be deceived. Understand. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 and verse 5. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing every thought to the obedience of Christ. You are going to stand on the word of the Lord, and you are going to pull down the strongholds of evil over your life in the name of Jesus. Oh, I pull you down. Strongholds that has been built into time, that has been built into time of my lineage, I pull you down over me. Over me, it's stopped. You no longer manifest. Over me, you stop. I put a stop to you. Over me, that occurrence is canceled. Over me, that cycle is broken in the name of Jesus. I'm going to pray this prayer lastly, and I'm going to round up because of time and space. I want you to pull down every stronghold of vengeance, stronghold of wickedness in your lineage that has built itself into your time. Speak the word of the Lord. My time is redeemed and renewed by the blood of Jesus. My time, my life is redeemed and renewed by the blood of Jesus. For I've been crucified with Christ, yet I live. But the life that I have is no longer mine, but it is the life that the Lord Jesus Christ has given to me. Therefore, I pull down every stronghold of vengeance, stronghold of wickedness over me in the name of Jesus. I do not belong to that lineage. I do not belong to that cycle anymore. Your occurrence is broken over me. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. You will not stand over me in the name of Jesus. I pray for you this morning. Who is he that speaks and it comes to pass when the Lord did not command it? Every word standing over you, they are cancelled by the blood of Jesus. Evil words that has been invested into time, even before your birth, oh, they are cancelled by the blood of Jesus. They will not stand in the name of Jesus. I bless you this morning. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Wow. It's a blessing this morning. And by the grace of God, we are going to meet again this early time and declare the word of the Lord upon your life as well. Remember, we are meeting on Thursday for this special prayer and prophecy program by 12 noon on the 28th of this month, 2026. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. beloved, will always remind you on this platform that the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you and God bless you. I will have a wonderful day.